Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I love this time of the year. Thanksgiving is past, and Christmas is going to be upon us before we know it. But enjoy this season and the real reason for the season. And that's why we launched some years ago, 17 to be exact, the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, along with the Naughty and Nice retail list. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I mean, obviously, biblically, Christ may not have been born at this particular time, but that's when we choose to celebrate in America. And then all over the world, they recognize that. And so it's so important that we recognize him. This is his birth and all that we say and do this time of year.
Yeah, it really is. And so this is a great time of year. And you're right. You know, we don't know whether it was December or some other month.
As an unborn baby.
Yeah, Philippians 2 is a very powerful passage because it says that think of yourselves how Christ is. And though he was king of the universe, he didn't consider that something to hold onto, to grasp. And he ultimately was crucified on the cross and gave his life for us.
I mean, think about that, Matt. The creator of the universe chose to come down as a vulnerable baby so that we could come to know him personally.
Yeah, and
that's
not,
just
not
amazing.
Be born in a fancy place.
No, not a king, you know, as we know of it.
Not a king in the earthly sense.
Right.
But to be born, not even in a regular home.
But like in a cave.
There's no
somewhere.
Room in the
yeah.
inn because there was they were so full.
Right.
Everything was booked. The signs said no vacancy. Mm-hmm. As they're looking around and they're knocking on doors, I'm sorry, we're already full. And why were they full? Because they had a census. That's why Joseph and Mary were there in Bethlehem, because they lived in Nazareth. And they had to go to Bethlehem for the census. The Roman government wanted to do what we do here in this country, a census. But in that time, he wanted you to go to your place of origin. So Mary and Joseph,
she'd be very pregnant.
Very pregnant.
Can you imagine riding a donkey for all those miles?
Imagine riding a donkey and then pulling into Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And there's no place to go. Mm. And I actually, Anita and I watched the performance in Lancaster at Sight and Sound regarding the birth of Jesus, and it was powerful. And there's a great scene of this where they come into the town, and every house is full because these people are getting some money. Some of them they know, they're friends. Others are they don't know at all. So people are paying to be able to rent out different rooms in their house. Everything is full. Except this one place, the one person says, well, we have some place here with the animals, but it's no place to have a baby born. Mm-hmm. That was the only place. And so Jesus was born in a place with animals. Can you imagine having someone born today in a barn with the animals, with the smells and the sounds and the hay and the other things?
Here he is, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
The King of Kings and the
Lord
of Lords. He humbled himself.
For us.
Amazing. Yes. You wouldn't today, as an individual, you wouldn't say, well, let's go have the baby in a barn. Mm-hmm. Jesus
By
was
choice.
Born
yeah.
in Bethlehem in a manger. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great time of year. We do know that. When it actually happened, what day, we don't know. But this is a time that we celebrate. And this is the real reason for everything, that Jesus ultimately came to ultimately pay the penalty of sin and had to live as a human being, sinless, perfect, and then ultimately pay the full price of sin when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, ultimately to Calvary. And we know that death did not hold him. The grave could not keep him down. And he rose again, and he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And so this is a wonderful time of year. And no wonder why there's such an assault on the message of this year.
Right. His name, which is the name above every name, you know, offends those who don't know him personally. So we see that in our secular culture, especially in retails this time of year, when they want to say happy holidays or call it a holiday tree, when no, this is Christ Mass.
Yeah, it's Christmas, Christ Mass. It's actually in the actual word itself. And so that's why we started the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, to educate governmental entities and individuals, whether it's school board, city, county, on singing Christmas carols in the school, having Christmas decorations, or having nativity scenes on public property and other displays as well, that it's constitutional. You can do this. Don't censor it. And of course, every year you get groups like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ACLU, that are either sending out threatening letters that are incorrect. And oftentimes these cities or counties or schools, they just capitulate without any fight at all. They don't want to get into a controversy, so they just censor Jesus. No mention of God, no mention of Jesus, no mention of Christmas, no even red and green in the schools. We've seen that happen over and over again. And that's why it's important for us to educate, to be aware of what's happening, and to get involved.
Like right now, we have two cases in Indiana that we're representing. One of these atheist organizations is trying to take out these nativity scenes that have been there for years.
Yeah.
I mean, years. They're saying, no, you can't have that, even though there are other secular items in the holiday display as well, in the Christmas display. They are trying to be Grinches and take away these long-time nativity
scenes. Yeah, and you say,
scenes.
Well, why does all that make a difference? It's just a symbol of the nativity, and it's on public property, and I can put that on my yard. Well, you know, there's places already, there's litigation about whether or not you can have that in certain neighborhoods with homeowners associations, and whether or not, you know, you're not concerned about this in the public. If you're not, and you ultimately set this trend that you're going to just censor Christmas, it sends a message to the community, to people, and eventually it goes into an elderly senior living center. And
becomes
we've had
a slow
that before.
Fade, yeah.
Yeah, it becomes a slow fade that ultimately they can't celebrate it. I mean, this is their home. They can't like just walk out and go someplace else. This is where some seniors live, in some of these facilities or assisted living facilities. And we have encountered situations where they've been told, you can't even decorate in your room, you can't decorate on your door, and you can't put religious symbols on the Christmas tree in the lobby. Well, we've been able to reverse those. But it didn't stop there in the public sphere or in this quasi-private sphere. The reason why some of these facilities say they can't, they're wrong, but they'll say, well, we get federal funding, and therefore we can't do it. Well, the government's already come out with a policy that says, no, that's not true. You can celebrate.
Right.
But it also then bleeds over to the private retail market.
Right.
And you get companies that are listening to their marketers, and their marketers may say, you can't say anything about Christmas because some people out there don't want to celebrate Christmas. And so they start censoring Christmas, the word Christmas, and they start calling Christmas trees holiday trees. They don't promote Christmas at all. They don't even use the word Christmas. And so that's why we created the Naughty and Nice list, Holly, and that's available on our website, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas.
And a note, this doesn't, you know, some of these companies may promote other agendas that we don't agree with, but this is just regarding whether they censor Christmas or not.
Yeah, so you need to look at other issues.
Yeah.
Now, why is that important? Well, if you go back when we first launched this, major retail companies, Walmart, Kmart, others, they were censoring Christmas. Sears, back then when Sears was more popular, obviously, in operation. But a lot of them were censoring Christmas. And it was very obvious what they were doing. And so people called, they emailed, they communicated to these companies, and the companies heard it loud and clear, and they changed. And that's why you go to the Naughty and Nice list now, and the Nice list is much longer than the Naughty list, which is good news.
Praise God.
And all of that is because you made a difference. So when you're shopping this season, let us know what you see, and we can look into it, we can consider it, and we can determine whether we should make some amendments or additions, add some individual companies on the Naughty or Nice list, hopefully on the Nice list. But make your voice known. And also, if you hear anything in your community, even if it's in the last weeks of Christmas about what's going on in the schools or in the public arena, let us know so that we can ultimately make sure that it's rectified, if not this year, next year. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas. That's lc.org/Christmas. Join us in a movement to make sure that the real reason for the season continues to be the real reason, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.